Good afternoon, everyone.
各位午安。
So good to see you all. May God's peace be with you.
就
It's been a while since I last spoke here.
所以啊，上次跟大家讲信息的时候，就有一段时间了。
Even though I don't see you often, I want you to know that I think of you often in my heart.
虽然我不是说经常可以看到大家，但是我想告诉大家，说我心里的确一直在挂念着大家。
This afternoon, I want to speak you on a topic that deserves no introduction.
那今天下午呢，我想跟各位呢讲一个话题，那这个话题是不需要介绍的。
Because it's a topic that we're all familiar with. It's a topic on suffering.
这是一个我们都很熟悉的话题，这个就是一个关于苦难的话题。
And I entitled today's message, How Long, O Lord?
那今天这个信息呢，我是给了这样一个题目，就是说要到几时呢，耶和华。
See, this phrase was taken from Psalm 13, where the psalmist was going through a tremendous time of suffering, and in his times of suffering, he uttered these words.
Yeah, 那这句话呢是在于诗篇十三章，当时大卫呢正经历着巨大的苦难，所以在他的极大的痛苦里面呢，他说出了这些话。
He said this, How long will you forget me, Lord? Forever? How long will you look the other way when I'm in need? How long must I hide daily anguish in my heart? Answer me, O Lord my God. Give me light in my darkness, lest I die. How long, O Lord?
大卫当时这样说，他说，耶和华，你忘记我要到几时呢？要到永远吗？你掩面不顾我要到几时呢？我心里愁算，终日愁苦，要到几时呢？耶和华我的神啊，求你看顾我，应允我，使我眼目光明，免得我沉睡至死，要到几时呢？耶和华。
We can all relate to that because we live in a world of suffering. For example, the natural disasters recently in Texas and South Florida.
我知道说我们都能身同感受，因为我们是生活在一个充满了苦难的世界中。就像看最近的发生在德州还有佛罗里达海岸的这些自然灾害。
And we're not just talking about the storms out there, we're also talking about the storms in our lives.
那我们这不仅仅是这些外在的这些风暴啊，我们的生命中也充满了各种各样的风浪。
I know today, perhaps you have some sort of physical suffering that you are going through, or you know of someone who's going through a physical challenge.
我想说，今天在座的每一位朋友，要么可能你自己有种有身体上的某一种的痛苦，或者说知道身边呢有人在生病或者生命垂危。
And it's not just physical suffering. Most of the time, it's emotional suffering that we don't usually talk about.
那而且我们经历的不仅仅是肉体上的这些痛苦，其实很多时候我们要经历一些在精神上的痛苦，而且我们从来不会讲这些精神上的痛苦。
Most of the time, when we pray for somebody, we pray for single people because their needs are evident, right? They need to get married, so we pray for them.
所以很多时候呢，我们祷告的时候，我们会为单身的人士祷告，因为他们的需要是非常明显的，是吧？他们需要结婚。
But we rarely think about the married couples who are suffering silently because their marriage is having difficulties.
那但是我们很少为那些结了婚的夫妇们祷告，但是他们呢，很多时候在这个婚姻里面有很多痛苦，而他们只能默默地承受。
Most of the time when we pray for the elderly people who are physically weak, but we rarely pray for the young people these days.
那也很多时候呢，我们会为老人家们祷告，因为他们的确身体上有软弱。 但是呢，我们却很少为那些身体强壮的年轻人们祷告。
The young people these days, they're facing so much pressure growing up in this day and age. The pressure to perform, the pressure to fit in, the pressure to be somebody.
我们今天的年轻人其实他们在这个时代上成长，其实他要面对非常非常多的压力。那这个压力他们真的是需要表现出众，他们需要融入，而且他们要很特别，非常非常多的压力。
See, suffering touches every person in every stage of life.
所以其实苦难呢会触动到每一个人，而且是在每一个人的生活里面的每一个阶段。
I pray today's message that God will use it to speak to the specific suffering that we're going through in our lives.
所以愿神呢用今天的信息呢给我们讲述说我们当下所经历的这些各种各样的苦难。
But more than that, it will be a reminder for us as we face perhaps even greater sufferings in the future.
不仅仅如此呢我们还愿主呢警醒我们说将来我们可能要面对面临更大的苦难。
Our text today comes from the book of Job, and how appropriate it is for us to look at the story of Job.
那我们今天的经文呢来自于约伯记。那约伯的故事其实对我们今天的信息来说是真的是再合适不过了。
Not because Job was perfect, but because God has some very precious life lessons that he wants to teach us through the story of Job.
那不是因为说约伯是一个完美的人，而是因为呢其实呢通过约伯的故事呢神有一些非常宝贵的人生经验来教导我们。
So with that in mind, let's look at today's scripture passage. Right, Job chapter 1 verses 18 to 22. Why don't we already have the English translation up there, so can we just read Chinese?
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. 所以呢我们就记住这一点呢，我们今天应该一起读一下约伯记的第二章18节到22节。那所以我们就说，因为我们已经有英文的版本了，所以我们可以一起来读一下中文的这个版本。那我们一起读好吗？
他还说话的时候，又有人来说，你的儿女正在他们长兄的家里吃饭喝酒，不料有狂风从旷野刮来，击打房屋的四角，房屋倒塌在少年人身上，他们就都死了，唯有我一人逃脱，来报信给你。
少妇人起来，
撕裂外袍，剃了头，伏在地上下拜，说：我赤身出于母胎，也必赤身归回。赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。耶和华的名是应当称颂的。在这一切的事上，约伯并不犯罪，也不以神为荣。
May God bless reading of His Word.
感谢主祝福我们读他的这个话语。
So here's the outline for today. 3 points. 1, the mysterious reality of suffering.
那这是今天的主题，我们有三点哦。第一点是苦难的神秘现实。
Then we're going to look at the world's view of suffering.
那我们再看一下说，对于这个苦难，我们的世界观是怎么样子的。
And then let's look at the sovereignty of God in our suffering.
然后我们再看一下说，在我们的苦难中，神的主权。
Point number one, the mysterious reality of suffering.
那第一点，这个苦难的这个神秘现实。
If we want to get anything out of today's message, we must first take an honest look on suffering. We must respect the mysterious reality of suffering.
那如果我们想从今天的信息中有所得着的话呢，我们首先必须坦然地审视一下苦难，我们首先必须尊重苦难的神秘的现实。
There are no easy answers when it comes to suffering.
那当我们谈到苦难的时候，的确是没有一个很简单的答案。
For example, Job, he suffered big time. In a period of a few hours, he lost everything he had.
那约伯他受了很多很多的苦，在短短的几个小时的时间里面，他失去了所有的东西。
Everything he had worked for, his beloved children, even his health.
那他辛苦奋斗所得来的一切，还有他心爱的孩子，还有他的健康。
What has he done to deserve such great suffering?
那他到底做了什么？那应该承受这样的不幸呢？
What does the Bible say about Job, this person?
那圣经里面又是怎样描述约伯这个人的呢？
Look at verse 1. Here it says, Job was blameless and upright. He feared God and shunned evil.
我们看一下第一节经文哦。那人完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
Wouldn't you like that phrase on your tombstone someday?
所以，如果在你自己的墓碑上的话，难道你不会喜欢这样的评价吗？
It doesn't get any better than that.
想没有比这样的评价更好的评价。
Look at verse 3. He was the greatest man among all the people of the east.
所以再看看第三节经文哦。这人在东方人中就为至大。
Another translation says he was well respected, he was influential, he played a significant role in his community.
那另一种说法就是说他非常受尊重，而且很有影响力，而且在他自己的社区里面他也扮演着很重要的角色。
Look at verse 5. When a period of feasting had run its course, Job would make arrangements for them, his children, to be purified.Early in the morning, he would sacrifice a burnt offering for each of them, thinking, perhaps my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. This was Job's regular custom.
我们看一看第五节经文哦。喜宴的日子过了，约伯打发人去叫他们致节。他清早起来，按着他们众人的数目献燔祭，因为他说，恐怕我儿子犯了罪，心中气到神。约伯常常这样行。
From this we see that Job was a religious, law-abiding, God-fearing individual.
所以从这里我们就看得出来，约伯是一个虔诚的、遵守律法的，还有敬畏神的人。
Lastly, verse 8, this is what God said about Job. Have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him.
然后我们再看一下，最后看一下第八节，这是神说的话。你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯没有？地上再没有人像他。
See, even somebody who was so God-fearing, so spiritual, so pleasing to God, experienced such tremendous suffering.
所以，即使是一个如此敬畏神、如此属灵、如此蒙神所喜悦的人，还是经历了如此巨大的苦难。
How do you explain that?
你又如何解释这个事情呢？
How do you explain this mystery?
那你怎么样解释这个神秘的现实呢？
There's a young Christian musician from the Seattle area.
那有一个年轻的基督徒音乐家啊，他就来自于西雅图。
He's Taiwanese, born in Taiwan, grew up here. He went to Lake Washington High School in Bellevue.
那他是台湾人，他是出生在台湾，在这里长大。那他是在这个 Lake Washington 的高中上面读的高中。
A professional musician with 3 studio albums.
他是一个职业的音乐家，他还录制了三张的这个录音室的专辑。
He was trained as a classical violinist and vocalist.
那他是受过专业训练的古典小提琴手还有歌手。
He performed with his band throughout the West Coast over his 10-year career as a working musician.
在他十年的这个职业音乐人的生涯中，他和基督教乐队在整个西海岸都演出过。
I wouldn't be surprised if some of our young people have heard of his music or even have gone to one of his concerts.
所以如果说我们当中有些年轻人可能听过他的音乐，甚至看过他表演的话呢，我不会感到太惊讶。
A gifted individual, somebody who loved the Lord, had plans to give the rest of his life to serve God.
那这是一位非常蒙福的年轻人，而且有很有恩赐的人他爱神，他也准备好说把他的用他的一生来侍奉神。
On July 28, 2007.
在这个2007年的7月28日。
While stopping at a red light on ramp,to I-405 North in Redmond. He was rear-ended by a full-size pickup truck going 60 miles per hour.
那当他 当时在 Redmond 啊，他在一个路上停下来等红灯，是准备要上450啊朝北走的时候，一辆全尺寸的这个皮卡车以60英里时速从他后面撞到他的车上。
He is now a functional tetraplegic with severe and chronic neuropathic pain.
他现在是一个功能瘫痪者，而且呢，他有很严重的慢性的神经病理性疼痛。
Today he can no longer sing or play. He has limited use of his arms, and his fingers are completely paralyzed.
今天他不能再唱歌，也不能再演奏了。他不能自如地使用他的手臂，他的手指完全瘫痪。
In his darkest moments, he said these words.
在他生命最黑暗的时刻，他说出了这些话。
How do I see hope? I no longer know the meaning of that word. It is one of my greatest losses to have strayed from the trust I had in God before the accident.
他说，我如何看见希望？我再也不知道这个词的意义了。偏离了事故发生前我对神的信任，是我最大的损失之一。
But how do you trust in Almighty, all-powerful God again when He wasn't there to protect you when you needed Him the most?
当你最需要他的时候，他却不在那里保护你，你又如何能够再次的相信全能的神呢？
See, words from someone who is in great suffering, who's trying to make sense of life.
那这是一个正在承受着巨大的苦难，而且在尝试着想着生命意义何在的人所说的话。
He said when he woke up from his accident and realized what had happened to him, he said, I wish I had died in that accident.
所以他说，当他从这个事故里面醒过来的时候，当他意识到发生了他身上的事情的时候，他说他希望自己没有在事故里面活下来，幸存下来。
He cried, trying to make sense, but he could not.
他说他就不断的哭啊哭啊哭啊，他真的想尝试明白这生命的意义，但是他没有办法。
See, suffering is real, and it should never be trivialized.
所以苦难是非常真实的。不应该被轻视。
We trivialize suffering when we fail to acknowledge the seriousness, the painful effect of suffering.
那当我们不认同苦难的严重性、它的残忍性，还有它对痛苦的影响的时候，我们就有可能把苦难看作是小事情。
We trivialize suffering when we speak too soon.
那有时候呢，我们言之过早的时候，我们也有可能把苦难当作小事情。
We use Christian cliche and canned answers to those who are going through tremendous suffering.
那有时候呢，我们对着那些正在经历苦难的人的时候，我们会说一些基督教的陈词滥调，或者那些千篇一律的答案。
This person, he went on to say this.I stopped going to church a few years ago. I could no longer stand to hear any more well-meaning Christians telling me that they knew that God is going to heal me, that they were certain that He would give me back my voice and my fingers. I couldn't deal with any more comments about God coming to heal and save me. They were all lies.
那这位基督徒他继续说，几年前我就不再去教会了，我再也不想听到善意的基督徒们告诉我他们知道神会医治我，他们都确信神会给回我的声音和我的手指，我也再也不能忍受说神会来医治我和拯救我的说法了。他说这些都是谎言。
Speaking of lies, here's another lie in the Christian circle in the midst of suffering.
那我们讲到提到谎言的时候呢，那这是在基督教的这个基督教界的另外一个谎言。
In the midst of suffering, we tell people you need to have more faith.
那当别人真的在承受苦难的时候，我们会告诉他们说，你需要有更多的信心。
If you had more faith in God, then you would not keep on suffering.
他说，我们说，如果你对神有更多的信心的话，那么你就不会有苦难。
Say that to the Apostle Paul. Remember his story when he asked God to take away the thorn in his flesh.
如果我们对这个使徒保罗说这样的话的话，我们还记得吗？他一次又一次的祷告，来求神呢把他肉身的刺拿走。
In spite of his earnest pleas, God said no.
那不管他的祷告有多么的虔诚，神说，不会，我不会拿走。
Say that to the disciples of Jesus Christ, that most of them went on to give their life because of their faith in Christ.
想象如果我们对耶稣基督的使徒们说这样的话的话，其实想想他们，其实大部分他们其实都是为着对基督的信心而死的。
We must learn to resist the temptation of being God's answer man in the midst of suffering.
所以我们要必须要去尝试去抵制那个诱惑，就是不要试图在别人的苦难中呢去成为那个解决问题的人。
God permits suffering in our lives for His glory, but we don't know the specific reasons why He has allowed suffering in every instant.
那神因着他自己的荣耀而允许说在我们的生命中有苦难，但是我们不是说在他每一次允许苦难的时候都知道确切的原因。
Job's story teaches us that all the various answers to suffering are inadequate.
约伯的故事告诉我们，我们对苦难的各种各样的回答都是不恰当的。
And God's word tells us that we need to learn to suffer with those who are suffering.
那神的话语告诉我们，我们要学会呢和那些正在受苦的人一起受苦。
And we cannot do that unless we first learn to enter into their pain.
那除非我们愿意进入他们的苦难中，他们的痛苦中，我们是做不到的。
Acknowledge the mysterious reality of their suffering.
也承认说他们的苦难，他们的现实是非常非常的神秘的。
So let's look at the second point, the world's view on suffering.
那我们现在呢，就看一下第二点，就是对苦难的世界观。
And we're going to look at the advice that Job's friends gave him in the midst of his suffering.
那我们就看一看呢，约伯的朋友们在约伯经受些苦难的时候给他的那些建议。
And from their advice and their reasoning, we could see the world's view on suffering and how the world expects God to operate.
然后呢，通过他们的这些推理的论证呢，我们可以看得到他们对苦难的世界观，也可以看到呢，世人呢是期待神如何运作的。
Now before we look at what they did wrong, let's look at what they did right.
那在我们看他做错了什么之前呢，先看看他们做对了什么。
We need to give them some credit because they did more than many of us would have done when others in our lives are suffering.
我们呢应该给他们一些肯定，因为呢他们做的比我们大多数人在我们周围的人受苦的时候所做的更多。
Look at verse 11.
我们看一看11节。
Verse 11, when Job's three friends heard about all the troubles that they had come upon him, they set out from their homes and met together by agreement to go and sympathize with him and to comfort him.
约伯的三个朋友听说有这一切的灾祸临到他身上，个人就从本处约会而来，为他悲伤，安慰他。
Verse 12, when they saw him from a distance, they could hardly recognize him. They began to weep aloud, and they tore their robes and sprinkled dust on their heads. Then they sat on the ground with him for 7 days and 7 nights. No one said a word to him because they saw how great his suffering was.
他们远远地举目观看，认不出他来，就放声大哭，个人撕裂外袍，把尘土向天扬起来，落在自己的头上。他们就同他七天七夜坐在地上，一个人也不向他说句话，因为他极其痛苦。
Isn't that beautiful what they did? They went to be with Job.
这真的是很美，他们就这样去陪，继续陪着约伯。
You know, some of us, we would not even do that.
那可能我们当中很多人可能根本就不会这样做。
Have you had times when you know that somebody is going through tremendous suffering, but you, instead of going to them, going to, towards them, you distance yourself from them?
那你们有没有碰过到这样的情况，说你认识的人正在经历着一个很真的很巨大的苦难，但是呢我们不会主动去找他们，而是呢远离他们，避开他们。
We distance ourselves from them because we don't know what to say to them at times like that. We don't know how to act around them.
我们让自己远离他们，那是因为呢我们不知道跟他们说什么，也不知道呢在他们身边该做些什么事情。
Job's friend went to be with Job, and for 7 days and 7 nights they said nothing. They were there to keep him company.
然后约伯的朋友们就这样去陪，去陪着约伯，陪他七天七夜，他们什么都没有说。
See, they did well. They did their best. But the point is this, even in the midst of their best attempts, in their sincerity, they gave false advice to Job.
那他们做得非常非常好，那他们的确也尽了最大的努力。但是即使是这样，他们尽了最大的努力，他们最后还是很真诚的向约伯给出了一些错误的建议。
So let's look at the advice that the friends gave, and I want us to see a pattern from their advice from these three friends.
那我们看一下呢，他们这三个朋友给约伯的一些建议，而且呢，我想呢，各位呢看一下，说在这些建议里面，可不可以看出一个模式。
First friend, verse 7, consider now who being innocent has ever perished.Where were the upright ever destroyed? As I have observed, those who plow evil and those who sow trouble reap it.
第七节，那是第一位朋友给的建议哦。他说，请你追想，无辜的人有谁灭亡？正直的人在何处剪除？按我所见，跟罪孽、中毒害的人都照样收割。
What do you think he's saying to Job?
你觉得他尝试对约伯在说什么？
He says you deserve it.
他说这是你应得的。
The innocent will not suffer. And since you're suffering so much, you must have done something great, something wrong to deserve it.
他的意思是说，无辜的人是不会受苦的。那既然你受了这么多苦，你一定是做了一些什么事情而罪有应得。
Look at the second friend, his advice. Does God pervert justice? Does the Almighty pervert what is right? When your children sinned against him, he gave them over to the penalty of their sin. But if you will seek God earnestly and plead with the Almighty, if you are pure and upright, even now he will arouse himself on your behalf and restore you to his prosperous state.
那我们看一下他的第二位朋友给他的建议。神岂能偏离公平？全能者岂能偏离公义？或者你的儿女得罪了他，他使他们受报应。你若清洁正直，他必定为你起来，使你的公义居所兴旺。
So God punished your children because of their sin, and if you stop sinning, Job, perhaps God will bless you.
他说。因为你的孩子犯了罪，神才惩罚他们。那约伯，如果你停止犯罪，神会祝福你的。
Look at the third friend, his advice, verse 14. If you put away the sin that is in your hand, allow no evil to dwell in your tent, then free of fault, you will lift up your face, you will stand firm and without fear. You will surely forget your trouble, recalling it only as waters gone by.
那看看他的第三位朋友给他的建议。你若将心安正，又向主举手，你手里若有罪孽，就当远远的除掉，也不容非义住在你帐篷之中。那时你必扬起脸来，毫无斑点，你也必坚固，无所惧怕。你必忘记你的苦楚，就是想起也如流过去的水一样。
Verse 5. Is not your wickedness great?Are not your sins endless?
第五节，你的罪恶岂不是大吗？你的罪孽也没有穷尽。
Do you see a pattern in their advice to Job, right? Their message was consistent. Prosperity is reserved for those who do good.
所以你看，在这三位朋友给约伯的这个忠告里面，你们有没有看到一些模式？他们的信息是很一致的，就是繁荣是为行善的人保留的。
Suffering is reserved for those who are evil.
苦难是为一些邪恶的人准备的。
But since you are suffering so much, Job, you must be a great sinner.
他们说，约伯，既然你现在在承受这么大的苦难，你一定是一个大罪人。
And if you want to avoid suffering in your life and you want prosperity, well then you must work hard. You must work harder. You must do what is right to earn God's blessings.
那如果说你想避免这些苦难，还要想活在这个繁荣里面的话呢，你就要更加的努力，要做正确的事情来获得神的祝福。
But isn't that the exact opposite of the gospel of Jesus Christ?
但这些恰恰就是和耶稣基督的福音是相反的。
See, the good news of the gospel is that none of us deserves God's mercy and love.
福音告诉我们，我们没有人值得神的怜悯和恩典。
There's nothing that we could do to earn God's grace and His blessings in our lives.
我们不能靠着我们自己做什么事情来去获得神的祝福。
Jesus Christ was perfect, died on the cross for our sins, and whosoever believes in Jesus, they will not perish but have eternal life.
耶稣，我们完美的神，他是为了赎我们的罪而在十字架上为我们死。
Today,
相信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
Today, if there's anyone who acknowledges Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, you will be saved.
所以今天，只要你承认耶稣基督是你的救主，你就会得救。
Look at this verse, Ephesians 2:8-9.
我们看一下以弗所书的第二章第八节到第九节。
Let's all read together first in English and then in Chinese.
那我们先用英文读，然后再中文一起读。
For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourself; it is the gift of God, not by works.So that no one can boast.
好，我们一起来读中文。你们得救是本乎因，也因着信。这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的；也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
See, so different from the understanding of this world.
所以这和这个世界的看法是多么的不一样。
Job's story today.Reminds us that there is no direct correlation between our actions, right and wrong, and our immediate suffering.
所以约伯的故事提醒我们，我们的行为无论是对还是错，与我们当下的苦难并没有直接的关系。
We suffer because this world is fallen. We live in a broken, sinful world.
我们受苦是因为这个世界堕落了。我们生活在一个破碎的和堕落的世界里面。
Hey, if that's the case, let's be reminded that we should not follow Jesus, we should not obey God, looking for immediate rewards.
而且这个世界不断的堕落，世界不断的跟我们说，不要跟随耶稣，不要顺服神，要找那些马上就有的报酬。
God is good. He is a God of blessing, but don't let earthly rewards be the sole motivation to follow Jesus.
那神是美好的，他的确祝福我们，但是我们不要让这些属世的奖赏成为你跟随耶稣的唯一的动机。
Because we can still follow Jesus, and the fact is, we will still suffer, sometimes great suffering.
所以事实上呢，说我们当我们跟随主基督耶稣的时候，我们还是要受苦，而且受的是蛮大的苦。
Some time ago, Philip Yancey wrote a book on suffering entitled "Disappointment with God."
前段时间不久前呢，杨斐利写了一本关于苦难的书，书名是《无语问上帝》。
It's a very insightful title because that's how people feel, about God in the midst of their suffering. They get disappointed with God.
那这个书名这个标题是非常一针见血的， 因为呢，当人们在经历苦难的时候，常常就是这样想的，他们对神非常的失望。
And in his book, he tells a story of a man who he would refer to as Douglas.
那在这个书里呢，他讲了一位他称为道格拉斯的这个人的故事。
He said Doug's trouble started when his wife discovered a lump in one of her breasts and quickly spread out to both of her lungs.
那他说 ，Doug 的麻烦呢是这样开始的。他的妻子呢发现呢一个乳房中有一个肿块。很快的很迅速的就蔓延了到他的两个肺。
And he said trouble did not just end there. He was driving one day and a drunk driver swerved into his lane and smashed head on into his vehicle.
那但是呢他的麻烦没有因此而结束，只是刚刚开始。有一天呢大可在开车的时候，一个喝醉酒的司机呢在他对面的路呢拐进了他的车道，迎头撞上了他的车。
And so he said Doug suffered from severe brain damage that left him with constant headache and he could no longer work a full day in his life.
那之后呢大哥呢就患有严重的这个脑损伤，而且呢他呢常年头痛不已，他根本没有办法呢，就是可以连一天工作一整天都没有办法。
And he said one of his eyeballs just keeps wandering around and around refusing to focus. He can no longer work. He can no longer concentrate.
那他说呢，他的其中一个眼球呢没有办法固定，就是不断的这样滚来滚去，他眼球就没有办法聚焦，所以呢他根本不能像一个正常的人那样去阅读或者集中精神的工作。
So basically, Doug's life was reduced to a constant state of pain and suffering.
所以基本上呢大可的生活呢就成了一种很持续的痛苦的状态。
So, Philip Yancey interviewed Doug and said, Doug, what have you learned from your suffering? How can you help those people who are going through the suffering that you're going through?
那当杨斐利采访他的时候，他问 Doug, 他说 Doug, 你从苦难中学到了什么呢？你怎么样去帮助那些正在经历苦难的人呢？
Doug was silent for a long time.
大哥就沉默了很长的时间。
Then he said, I would tell them, don't confuse God with life.
大哥说，我会跟他们说，不要把神和生活混淆了。
He went on to explain, Doug said, I don't feel disappointment with God, but just life.
他继续说，我没有对神失望，我只是对生活失望。
He said, I feel free to curse the unfairness of life, but not God.
他说，我可以诅咒生活的不公平，但我不会诅咒神。
Because he said, God is not equal to life.
他说，因为神不等于是生活。
And if I confuse God with life, and I constantly expect good things, good health, then I set myself up to crushing disappointment.
就说我把神和生活混为一谈的话呢，我就一直希望想要好的东西，想要好的身体，健康的身体，那么我每一天都会让自己非常的失望。
And I believe this is what Doug is trying to say. He's trying to say, hey, we have a broken world. We live in a broken world, but we do not have a broken God.
那我想这是大哥尝试说的事情。我们住在一个破碎的世界里面，但是我们的神并不破碎。
Suffering is simply part of life. We suffer because we live in a fallen, sinful world.
那苦难其实很简单，就是我们生命的一部分。我们经受苦难，因为我们生活在这一个堕落的世界里面。
So the question remains for us Christians, believers. So what do we do with the sufferings in our lives and in this world?
所以对于我们基督徒来说，问题就在于说，我们怎么样面对我们生命中还有这个世界上的这些所有的苦难。
Number three, God wants us to see our suffering in light of His sovereignty.
所以呢，第三点，神是希望我们在苦难中看见他的主权。
And here we see Job, in the course of all his tremendous suffering, Job began to question God and demand an answer from God.
那我们在这里看到呢，约伯在这巨大的苦难，在他经历这个巨大的苦难的历程中，他就开始质疑神，他想要一些来自于神的答案。
A survey was taken. If you could ask God any question, what would it be?
那有人就做了一个调查，他就这个调查是说，如果你能够问神一个问题的话，你会问什么？
The number one response, why is there suffering in the world?
那当然是最多最多的回答是说，这个问题是为什么这世界上有这么多的苦难？
In the face of trials and sufferings, that is the question that we want an answer from God.
那在苦难的面前呢，这就是说我们都很想从神那边得到的答案的一个问题。
We want to ask him, God, if you are so powerful, then why couldn't you stop suffering?
所以我们想问神是说，如果神你是如此的大能，那为什么你不能停止这些苦难呢？
And why would a good and loving God allow good people to suffer?
那为什么一个良善的和慈爱的神会让好人受苦呢？
And eventually that's Job's question to God.God, what is going on? God, where are you?
所以这就是约伯最终向神问的问题，就到底怎么回事？说神你在哪里？
God, give me an answer. What are you doing? I want an answer from you.
神就是给我一个答案吧，说你到底在做什么？我想你给我一个答案。
Let's look at God's response to Job.
那我们就看一下说神是给了约伯什么样的回应。
Starting in chapter 38, verse 4.
那从38章第四节开始。
And the Bible says, God came in the form of a violent storm, and he said these things.
那圣经说，神在猛烈的暴风雨中到来，他说了这些话。
Verse 4, God said to Job, Where were you when I laid the earth's foundation?Tell me if you understand.
神说，我立大地根基的时候，你在哪里呢？你若有聪明，只管说吧。
Verse 5. Who marked up its dimensions, surely you know. Who stretched a measuring line across it?
那第五节，你若晓得就说，是谁定地的尺度？是谁把准绳拉在其上？
Verse 6.On what were its footings set, or who laid its cornerstone?
第六节，地的根基安置在何处？地的脚石是谁安放的？
And question after question from God to Job, and this went on for six long chapters of questions like this.
那神就向约伯问了许许多多的问题，这些问题整整持续了六章。
And someone actually went through these six chapters and counted exactly how many questions God asked Job, and they came up to be about 100 questions.
所以有人呢真的去数了一下神在这六章里面向约伯问了多少个问题，大约有100个问题。
This reminds me when I was little and taking a test, right? 100 questions, and right here, Job has no answers for God.
就我想想，可能好小时候读书的时候啊，有100个问题都没有我没有任何一个答案。想想在约伯在这里，是对于这100个问题，他没有任何办法回答。
And by the way, when God asks us a question, He's not interested in the answer, anyways.
哦，还有就是，其实当神问我们一个问题的时候，其实他对我们的答案并不太感兴趣。
When He asks us a question, He's making a statement.
当神在问一个问题的时候，他实际上是在做一个声明。
And right here, again and again, God was making statements to Job. See, God wanted Job to see how great he is.
所以在这里，神其实是向约伯一次又一次的在讲明，其实他是想让约伯看见他有多么的伟大。
God was enlarging Job's perspective and broadening his vision.Of himself.
其实神是在扩大着约伯的视野， 其实呢，他是在帮助约伯扩展和加深他对神的认识。
And by asking Job these questions, God was revealing His greatness to Job.
其实，在通过问约伯这个问题，其实神是在约伯在显现他的伟大，他的全能。
Well, look at what Job, what he said about God in his response to God, which is the climax of Job's story.
所以，其实当到了这个约伯故事的高潮的时候，我们看一下。约伯就是怎么样去啊描述神的。
Look at Job 42 verses 2 to 6. Job said, I know now that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted. Surely I spoke of things I did not understand. Things too far for me to know.
那约伯说，我知道你万事都能做，你的旨意不能拦阻。我所说的是我不明白的，这些事太奇妙，是我不知道的。
My ears have heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. Therefore, I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes.
我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你，因此我厌恶自己，在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
Now, what Job has said here sums up the definition of God's sovereignty.
所以约伯在这里所说的话总结了神的主权的定义。
Even though we don't know everything here, God knows all things.
所以虽然我们不是每一件事情都明白，但是神知道所有的事情。
Here it says that we may not be in control, but God is in total control.
那不是每件事情都受我们控制，但是所有的事情都在神的完全的掌控之中。
God is the Almighty One, and nothing can prevent Him from accomplishing His purposes.
神是全能的，什么都不能阻止他实现他自己的旨意。
And do you see how, after acknowledging the sovereignty of God here, Job was transformed?
所以你们看得到吗？就是当约伯他承认了主的主权之后，他就脱胎换骨了。
Job resigned from a position of entitlement and demanding an answer from God to hear submission before God.
所以他不再把自己放在一个什么都是我应得的，什么都要给我一个答案这样一个位置上，转而呢把自己放在一个顺从的位置上。
He was no longer filled with doubts and anxiety, but now he was filled with peace.
所以他不再是充满了怀疑和焦虑。现在他是充满了平安。
Yes, he was still suffering. His circumstance did not change, but here we found Job repenting, worshiping, a newfound peace washed over him.
然后约伯还在受苦，他的情况其实并没有改变。但是我们现在发现约伯他现在在忏悔，他在敬拜，一种全新的平安就降临在他身上。
Have you noticed that Job's questions were never answered?
所以你们有没有注意到约伯的问题其实根本就没有被回答？
God never answered Job's questions, but God revealed His sovereignty to Job.
所以神根本就没有回答约伯的问题，而是呢向约伯显明了他的主权。
Could it be, and this is the, I believe, the climax of Job's story, could it be that in times of our suffering, what we really need is not answers to our why questions, but what we really need is the knowledge of God's sovereignty?
所以让我们看到约伯这个故事的这个高潮的时候呢，我们想想说，那会不会是这样子？当我们经历苦难的时候，我们真正需要的不是我们问题的答案，我们真正需要的是认识神的主权。
Because when we know in our heart of hearts that God is in total control, that all things are in His hands, we realize our suffering is not the end.
因为当我们在我们心里知道神就是神，他完全掌控一切，一切都在他手中的时候，当我们就可以想到 这苦难并不是尽头。
There's something greater than our suffering, and that's something that someone is God Almighty.
要了，其实呢，有一些比我们的苦难更伟大的东西，那是神，我们全能的神。
The sovereignty of God gives us hope and peace in the midst of our suffering.
所以，当我们在经历苦难的时候，神的主权会给我们希望与平安。
Some of you may have heard of this person. His name is George Mueller.
所以呢，你们当中可能有人听说过这位基督徒，他的名字叫乔治穆勒。
He was a British orphanage founder from about 100 years ago.
所以他大约100多年前呢，他是创立了英国孤儿院。
And George had a remarkable prayer life. God would answer his prayers in the most remarkable ways.
乔治穆勒呢，他有一个非常非凡的这个祷告生活，神呢会用一些非常显著的方式来回答他的祷告。
And his biography is filled with just amazing stories of how he would have nothing to feed these poor orphans, and so he would get down on his knees and pray.
所以他的传记里面呢，有很多很多这样的故事，比如说他没有任何食物去给这孩子吃。然后他就会跪下来祷告。
And when he would get up from his prayer, guess what? There would be a milk truck sitting outside of his orphanage, ready to donate all the leftover milk to feed the kids.
所以，当他站起来的时候，你猜猜看，那在外面，在孤儿院的外面就会停有一辆这个牛奶车，在等着说给孤儿院去捐献那些没有吃完的牛奶。
One day, George Mueller, his wife, got sick.
那有一天，乔治穆勒的妻子生病了。
And so he got down on his knees and he prayed, he prayed, and he prayed.
所以他跪下来祷告，他不断的祷告，不断的祷告。
But she died.
但他的妻子还是去世了。
George Mueller preached at her funeral, and at the sermon.At 3 points.
所以乔治穆勒在他妻子的葬礼上，他讲了道。
3 points to his sermon.
他的讲道呢有三点。
Point number one, he said, "The Lord was good in giving her to me."
他第一点他说，神把我的妻子赐给我，神非常的美好。
Point number two, he said, the Lord was good in leaving her with me for so long.
然后第二点他说，神让我和我的妻子在一起这么久，神也非常美好。
Point number three, the Lord was good in taking her from me.
第三点他说，神把她从我这里接走，神非常的美好。
And this is what he said.He said, I missed her. I missed her in numerous ways and shall miss her more and more. But as a child of God and a servant of the Lord Jesus, I bow. I'm satisfied with the will of my Heavenly Father. I seek by perfect submission to His holy will to glorify Him. I kiss continually the hand that has afflicted me.
那这是他在书中所说的。他说，我在很多方面都想念他，而且会越来越想念他。但是作为一个神的孩子和耶稣基督的仆人，我低下头来，我在天父的旨意里得到满足，我依靠对他神圣意志的完美的顺服来寻求，来荣耀他。我会不断的亲吻那让我受苦的手。
Do you hear his submission, the spirit of submission before aThe God of sovereignty.
所以你听到他的信念，他对神的主权的坚强的信念。
Even though in the midst of great suffering, he bowed before the sovereign God.
即使他是在经历着这巨大的苦难，他还是谦卑的顺服在至高无上的神上面前。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know what you're going through, the suffering that you're encountering in your life.
所以你弟兄姐妹们，我不知道你们今天正在经历的是什么样的苦难。
But May God open the eyes of our heart to see that He is in control, that He is the sovereign God.
所以愿神打开我们的心和眼，让我们看见他是全能的神和完全掌控的神。
And may His sovereignty bring us peace and hope in the midst of our suffering.
要愿他的主权在我们经历苦难的时候，给我们带来平安和希望。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, you know us. You know our pain. You know the tears that we shed.
亲爱的天父，你知道我们，你知道我们所经历的痛苦，你知道我们所掉的各种各样的眼泪。
You love and care for us so much. You brought here us to remind us of your sovereignty.
你是如此的深爱我们，所以你今天赐给了我们这个关于苦难的信息。还有你的主权的信息。
May your spirit work in our hearts, help us to persevere in the midst of our suffering.
求你的圣灵在我们心中做工，让我们真的是在经历苦难的时候能时时想着你。
Help us to continue to trust you because you are our sovereign God.
求主你继续的帮助我们，来信任你，因为你是我们拥有完全主权的神。
And may we continue to trust you even in the midst of great suffering so that the world can see how great you are.
求主真的是将我们在我们即使经历苦难的时候帮助我们继续的信任你让我们能够经历这个更好的经历苦难。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主基督耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.